AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. This is Getaway Day for Thanksgiving, and following the Paris attacks, President Obama tried to reassure Americans about their security. Here's the AP's Mark Smith.
The president says anxiety is understandable.
Watching the events in Paris made the threat feel closer to home.
But he tells reporters right now there's no specific credible threat to the homeland. So he says Americans should not be afraid to head for holiday events with friends and family. Still, he says it's worth being vigilant.
If you see something suspicious, say something. That's always helpful.
Obama says terrorism is a troubling reality of the age, but one that America's post-9/11 homeland security apparatus is equipped to prevent. Mark Smith at the White House.
Lawmakers in France overwhelmingly voted to continue airstrikes against the Islamic State group in Syria beyond early January. Police and court records show the white police officer in Chicago charged with first-degree murder in the shooting of a black teenager was the subject of 18 civilian complaints over 14 years. Community activist William Calloway says Chicago Police Commissioner Gary McCarthy needs to go.
We need a culture change in the Chicago Police Department, and that's what we are demanding. And they will see more massive demonstration if we don't see that culture change.
Jamar Clark's funeral was held today in Minneapolis. He died in a confrontation with police. Turing Pharmaceuticals is reneging on a pledge to drastically cut the price of a life-saving pill. The cost now is $750 a pill. The company now says it will just reduce the price for hospitals by up to 50%. President Obama did today what presidents have done in the past on this day. He took two turkeys, Honest and Abe, off the serving plate tomorrow.
I confess that Honest looks like good eating, but this is a democracy. Abe is now a free bird.
Wall Street stocks finished mixed, the Dow up 1 point. This is AP Radio News. For a short time, a New York nativity scene came to life. A newborn was found in a manger.
A custodian at Holy Child Jesus Church in Queens found the newborn wrapped in towels in the manger after hearing the baby cry. The symbolism of that is not lost on parishioners, says Church Secretary Paul Cerny.
There's been some people saying he should be named Jesus, Jesus.
And he says there's already been an outpouring of love for the baby.
We have a lot of people in the parish who would love to adopt a child.
Churches are safe havens where babies can be anonymously left. But under state law, someone must be notified, which in this case did not happen, says Cerny. Julie Walker, New York.
The family of Pro Football Hall of Famer Frank Gifford says signs of CTE, the degenerative disease chronic traumatic encephalopathy, were found in his brain after his death. It has been found in the brains of dozens of former NFL players. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.